Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says the nerve agent used to poison former Russian spy Sergei Skripal in Britain could have been the BZ substance.
This substance was in use in Britain, the United States and other NATO countries. It has never been used in the USSR and Russia. The BZ is not mentioned in the final report of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons presented by OPCW experts to the OPCW Executive Council.
Lavrov said experts from a laboratory based in the Swiss town of spies analyzed a sample of the substance used in the poisoning. Yulia Skripal and her father, Sergei, were found poisoned on March the 4th in the southern English city of Salisbury. The poisoning incident triggered a row between Moscow and London. Britain accuses Russia of being behind the poisoning incident. The Kremlin denies any involvement, saying that it's the UK that could have benefited from the attack. Author and commentator John Stepling joins us now from Norway. Mr. Stepling, accusations are flying back and forth between Russia and Britain. Where do you see this poisoning row heading between the two countries?
Well, it's hard to know what really happened to Skripal and his daughter. Understand, you know, if this was a nerve agent, and it was a you know, weaponized grade of nerve agent, then you don't just take it out of a bottle and smear it on a door handle, and you don't walk around after exposure to it. Remember the Tokyo subway attack? That's what happens. People projectile vomit blood. They're incontinent. They bleed through the eyes, and then they are dead, all within 15 or 20 minutes. That's what happens. And this is also why the alleged videos of the alleged chemical attack by Assad are so laughable and amateurish. You don't splash water on people. You need a level 5 personal protection suit. That's like a hazmat suit. And also areas stay contaminated for months and months and months. So this whole thing, all of this, these accusations and supposed evidence that can be traced to long forgotten Soviet sites or Portendown or, you know, someplace in the United States that at one time and maybe still do manufacture these. Well, all of this stuff is feels like bad television, frankly. And in fact, this whole story is the current season of Homeland. I think that the most reasonable explanation I heard for this poisoning was that it was food poisoning. It was shellfish poisoning, perhaps a bad case. I mean, but I don't know. You know, I'm not a scientist. I'm not privy to these findings. I don't see the evidence. And that's part of the problem. None of us do. But we know that the U.S. and U.K. are manufacturing narratives to demonize Russia. They are manufacturing narratives to demonize Assad and Iran, and that there's plenty of false flag stuff happening courtesy of Israel and the U.S. And the U.K. And that we can be pretty sure of because, you know, you have to ask who benefits from this, cui bono. And certainly Russia doesn't. You know, this is right ahead of the World Cup. Why would they do this? Why would Assad, you know, do this? I mean, it just defies all logical explanation. So, you know, I think that it's just part of a massive and somewhat dysfunctional propaganda campaign that's taking place on all sides, frankly.
Okay.
I don't think it was an attack, you know.
All right, no. Thanks. Author and commentator John Stepling joining us from Norway.